Oi, oi, Nakwaye, Mr. TZ, aka Santi Z, Mono Akambi, and you're now tuned in on the patio.
What up, world? It's King Swug, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Path of a King, the tape on the way. Dumb video on the way. Hard Work Nation, shout out Hard Work Nation, shout out MMR 3000, we in motion, man. Let's keep it going, you know what I'm saying? MMR 3000, you know, we got interviews, we coming, we in motion, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Hard Work again, shout out Hard Work Nation, you know, Path of a King, remember, Path of a King on the way, this song.
Yeah. What up though, it's J.O. Hard Working, man, okay. Hard Work Nation, shout out to Anchor, man, it's the Patio Podcast. We got a special guest today, MMR 3000's King Spug. Man, we got some dope music in the lineup. Got an interview with him. We're about to get into that right now. Let's go.
Action. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Patio Podcast. I hope everybody and their loved ones are continuing to stay in quarantine and safe. Without forgetting, thank you to all the essential workers out there. We highly appreciate you guys, and thank you. I'm E. Breezy, the host of today, and we're going to have a special guest, also known as King Spud.
What's good, everybody?
Good. Glad that you're able to make it today.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell us a little bit about who's King Spud and how did that name come about?
King Spud is like, he's like a young up and coming rapper from a small town, you know, and he's... Okay. And the name came from his father. The name came from my father. And he's passed away. He passed away when I was young. His name is Spug. You know, S-P-U-G. So that's what they originally called him. And I just took after that because he was an up-and-coming rapper. And I just took what he started, but I added the King in front of him. Cause you know, that's just what I like. But I like the King because of the detail behind it.
Well, may he continue to rest in peace, and I'm sure that he's looking down and being very proud of what you have accomplished.
Oh, yes, sir.
Already.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Mississippi. Amory, Mississippi, to be exact. It's a small town. Like, it's rarely known. Like, real local. It's not even over 10,000, I don't think, the capacity. So, it's Amory, Mississippi. It's a real small town.
I hope that we have some listeners from Mississippi today. Wherever you said, I'm sure they know the place, and they're probably one of your fans too.
Yes,
so, to all the Mississippi fans that we have today locked in, hope you guys are proud of what he's doing and what he's about to continue doing as well.
So,
how's the music scene down there? Is it
it's all right, but it's like kind of low because like. The supportive system in Mississippi is just, it's not really just up to par, like how they support it well. But other than that, we just focus on our own lane because it's not really just big in Mississippi on the music scene.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I've always wondered about that, you know, because it's not... usual that you would hear somebody from Mississippi doing music or musician from Mississippi, but I hear that you guys have it's more than music out there. People like really get to know you personally.
Yeah.
You know? And I think we need to see that a little bit more in every state.
Right.
You know,
get to know each other and support each other.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah. What's how did the name of the album come about?
First things first. What's the name of the album?
Okay. Well, thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that. If what's the name of the album? How about that? If you want to tell us anything about it, as far as right now, or would you like to tell us anything about it right now, or do you want to wait until?
Speaking on the project, it's on you if you want to leak a little bit of info on the project. He wanted to know where the name, the title of the name, right, the project came from.
Yeah, it's Path of a King. You know, it's coming July 11th, and you know, I got the name from, you know, from all I've been through. You know, all the things that I had to go through to get where I'm going and get where I'm gonna be at, and to get where I'm at. And it just speak on all the situations from doing it, and it just get me further where I'm going, and it just inspire me to just keep going.
Okay.
And, you know, that's just the whole thing from that. And I got a feature on there. It's really mostly every song, just me by myself. But I got a feature on there from Mac.
All
right. The other artists on the label.
Shout out to Mac. You don't have to tell us a whole lot. You know, we don't want to put you in any position or any kind of position whereby.
Oh no, we good.
But from what I'm hearing is, I haven't really started being in the down south music. I started being a little bit more involved in the down south music after I got the proper understanding to understand where the music is coming from. And since then, I think that the type of music you guys make, it's very personal, but at the same time, it's still artistic. So,
right.
Is it something that you go in the studio with that mindset, or is it just the feeling that you actually feel at that moment that's what makes the song being the way it is?
Most of the time, see, with the process of the creative, I really just go in there, and like every now and then I probably already have something wrote to what I want to say on it, but most of the time I really just pick the instrumental, and like however I feel on the instrumental, that lets me know what I want to talk about on the song. And like it's like I let the beat talk to me. I like feel the beat, and then whatever that says something, that's how I come up with what I want to talk about. That's how I come up with the topics. And you know,
because most of the time to me, when I do listen, because I started listening to some of your, listen to Mac's song and I listened to your song as well, it feels like it's within the moment. So it's whatever you, and that's what makes people, it pulls in people, because you guys are actually talking about what you guys are feeling within that specific moment. So that's when I actually started respecting a little bit more, and putting more respect to that music, because it's not as easy as it looked like to speak about what's going on within that moment and make it realistic, you know, and bring it
to right. Life. I just always think I feel like it's easier to just be real, like with the microphone. I just feel like it's easier to just come out with things that's real, that's realistic, than to come up with some made up stuff. But like, I don't have no problem with coming up with made up stuff, because you know, music is music.
Right.
But I just feel like it's easier, in my opinion, I feel like it's easier to just be more realistic, because that's what happened for real.
To all them up and coming artists out there listening, I hope y'all heard that. please don't be fabricating your story.
That's right.
And I just wanted to add to that, you know, it's okay, you know, if you're not coming from a certain type of background, it's okay.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people just feel like, oh, because I need to be a certain way in order for me to succeed or to, like, proceed within this industry. It's okay if you're not from...
Right.
You know.
It is. Like, everybody don't have to... trying to use their image. Everybody's trying to pick this type of image just to get someone.
You know, it's okay if you're a dork. You know, explain how it feels like you're a dork. You know, like, Outkast did it, you know.
Right.
You know, Goody Mob did it, you know. I mean, I can go on and people like that. You know, so.
Yeah. Some of them do like bands do.
And they ended up winning awards. So, you know, just cherish. And I think it's a little bit more important. If you actually do tell your own story, it's going to make it seem more. You're going to connect more people, and the people will be more curious to hear more.
Right.
Exactly. Moral of the story is be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself. If nobody can be you, better than you.
Yeah. So do you, who inspire you, man? Do you have any inspiration from there? Or is it any other countries or any type of other music you listen to? Or you just do your own thing?
I mean, most of the time, I do my own thing. But I do have some inspirations in the game right now. And that's, you know, people like Kevin Gates and Lil Durk.
Okay.
You know, they speak on a lot of realistic stuff. You know, they just keep me inspire me and they motivate me. You know, so.
Nice.
Hold on, real quick, man.
What's going on?
I'm about to bring something together real quick, which is weird.
Okay.
All right. Max was speaking on, you know, because this interview is dope because it brings both sides together, which is weird. Max is from Tanzania, and the slums in Tanzania, the stories would be similar. It's right. Just, you know, that's why, you know, it's more like I'm digging. The questionnaire is more or less digging, because that's what most artists need to know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Each artist that work with each other, each artist that listen to each other, because I'm a fan of music. I don't just do music. I don't just indulge in it, manage it, push it. I'm a fan of it. I actually want to know what was on that artist. Like I mentioned in a couple podcasts before that, I want to know what's going on in the mind of an artist when they're making that particular song, or when they wrote it, or what gave them that topic, and you know, what brought that topic. Outside of that, that's what most artists need to know. Most artists need to know, if you're going to do music, give it your all. Put your all within it.
Yeah, 100% every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I was checking out a couple tracks, checking out your video that's out.
Right.
With that video that you got out, got a question with that. I want to know, what gave you that? What put that together? Who came up with that curation? You know what I mean? That
Right. Well, one day I was really just listening to beats, you know, and I just ended up, I happened to be on YouTube and I ended up running into that beat. To be real, I typed up, it might sound weird, but I typed up a Cardi B type beat. You know what I'm saying? Because he had one of them, I forgot what song it was. He had a hard, like hard, hold on, can we cut? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
okay. I was just asking, no matter. But yeah, it was just a hard ass beat that she had. And I think it was that prayer song that she got. And she just had a hard beat selection with it. So I just typed up her type beat and I ended up running into that beat. And like, as soon as I heard it, all I pitched was like, just turning up a whole crowd. Like this is how I'm coming right here. Like, this is what I'm fucking with right here. Like, this is how I'm coming on this. Right. Like, I just started flowing with it. Like, just flows up the flow, just started coming in. Started landing it down.
I got one more question that, you know, you may not want to tell too much, but I'm going to listen to the whole thing.
I have another question too, by the way. So, if you just...
Oh yeah, we good.
All right.
Do we got a lot of radio tracks? Or are we going to hear a lot of stories, heartfelt music on this? Or is it half and half? What we expecting?
Man, I'm really just showing my versatility. I got some stories. I got some turn up. It's going to be some radios. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be songs for the ladies. You know, it's going to be just be all types. But it's going to be like within that same path. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, I'm just explaining my story in different type of ways. In different situations.
Okay. Go ahead, Max. I want to know what's on your mind.
One thing that I wanted to ask and know if it's okay, you know, because most of the time I have personal favorite female MCs and rappers, right? Yeah. And sometimes most of their beats, they do move me, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna try to do something on that. Is that valid coming from a male rapper, you know? Or
right,
like you said, that Cardi beat moved you to a certain point whereby it inspired you to do a whole concept behind it.
Yeah.
So is that a valid thing? Is that okay to do for a male perspective, like a male rapper perspective, or is something that you just push it off under the rack?
Like I really just slide it from like a beats. And like when I picked, like I heard that beat, and I'm like, I just had a beat like that, but then I ended up searching it up.
Right.
And I feel like it is. But like, I took it like from my own perspective, like this is how I'm coming. But like, I didn't make it like nowhere near like how she made her song.
Right. I mean, we need to acknowledge that though, because I feel like a lot of times it's something that's like pushed under the rag just because it,
right,
you know, like an inspiration might be coming from a female, or an idea might, you know, you might get a spark coming from like female, and sometimes you feel like that's gonna take away from your manhood or from how people are seeing you, but at the end of the day, an idea is an idea, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Shout out Mia X, Lil Kim, Foxy Brown, Missy Elliott, I can go on, Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, they all inspired me. I don't care who make the music. The music is what moved. I don't, that should never be a thought, but it is a thought due to the fact that you have certain criteria of music that certain people follow.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you know, that think about it. I listen to blues. I listen to gospel. All that inspires me. I listen to commercial. I listen to my daughter create off the top of her head. I listen to everything that makes me go, wow.
Right.
So, you know, like, that shouldn't be a point, I feel. But, you know, like, that's a good question to ask. But personally, as a universal artist, or just as an artist in general, you shouldn't really ask that question due to the fact that artists should know that they should be listening to other music anyway. That's just my personal opinion.
Right.
To the world out there, I think y'all should always listen to different genres of music on the regular. It'll give you inspiration out there to make better music where you stand. So
I always mix your craft up with different things, different ideas.
You
shouldn't care about what other people will think about you, you know.
Right.
You know, I think that's where it all starts. Like, why would you start thinking about how somebody will look at you if you're able and that's what you like? You know, I'm not saying just do it right. You know, if you're going to take an inspiration, or if you have an inspiration from, let's say, one of these females, take it and do it the right way. Do it your own way, though. Don't take the whole idea. Just do it your own way. Flip it and put it in your own words. That way it can make sense to the people that are actually listening to you and have an ear for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm gonna say. That was. I just wanted to clear that because a lot of times when I tell people, like, I listen to this song and they're like, "Who was it by?" And then I name the name. And it's like, oh man, you did that. It's like the whole energy change. And I'm like, yeah, I did that. But you like the song, right? Like, yeah, I like the song. Man. Okay, then we should be fine.
You're right. Things like that shouldn't matter, but it do matter. It happened. I want to know to the world, though, what can we expect in the near future after this project, you know, with other things that you do? What can we expect in the near future, like, you know, with your crafts, with your passions?
It's going to be... It's gonna be different. Like, it's gonna be real unique. It's gonna be a whole nother sound, a whole nother way. And it's like, it's just gonna, everything's just gonna get better and better because I'm always working towards getting better with my craft. So I can just say it's gonna be a lot of stuff because I don't even know how much better I'm gonna get, but I know it's gonna be a lot better. There's gonna be a lot of elevation involved.
That's what's up. I hope everybody know and heard what he stand for, because at the end of the day, I heard a couple tracks and I can't wait for this project to drop. To be honest with you, I done heard already some tracks that I had you. I'm gonna say this. This is my opinion. I'm gonna give you my opinion on your artistry right now. I used to do this, but I give this to everybody we feature. You stand within, but you stand alone at the same time. Right. You get what I mean? Like you fit the part with your sound, but you also have your own sound at the same time.
I feel. And I get that a lot. That's what I always hear too. Like, I always try to focus on my own sound. Like, I don't like to get inspiration from different sounds and different ideas, but I like to have my own sound overall.
I heard that song of you, right? One song of you, J.O. shared it with me, and I think that the energy that you had, I felt like you were talking directly to me. Do you do that often? Like, do you talk to people directly, or is that just the energy that you bring to the session?
Most of the time, I try to talk directly, because, you know, like, sometimes I try to do it from, like, different perspectives and try to to relate more to my fans and relate to other people, and not just, you know, not always about me. Like, I just try to, but sometimes it is an engine, you know. But I always try to bring the engine, however the beat may be bringing. But I always try to make the engine a part and, like, just make it fit. I just gotta make a hit right now on point every time.
Cool, man. I'm not gonna lie, it felt good because, you know.
Right, listening
to music and knowing that somebody's talking personally to you, it's just a different type of feeling. All right, well, thank you for coming through, man, today. We highly appreciate you.
Yes,
I'm glad that you were able to share what you shared with us, especially the topics that we're able to cover up. We're looking forward to hear your project on July 11th. We would like to have you back so you can tell us a little bit more. And
we'll be happy to.
Till then, man, keep on doing what you're doing. Stay safe. Stay in quarantine. You, your loved ones, and your fans.
Right.
Be breezy.
Shout out the whole gang. Shout out MMR 3000, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Hard Work Nation, Bar Music Group. You know, shout out the whole team, Essendon Royalty. You know, y'all, that's how we rocking.
I appreciate that, man. If you have anything new coming out soon, you're more welcome back to the patio. Talk about it, and then, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
cool. I want to give a shout out to Anchor for giving us this platform to let everyone express how they feel.
All the way.
Yes, sir. Shout out to King Spug, MMR 3000. Shout out to Too Smooth. Shout out to Mac.
too much pressure. Too much pressure. On all platforms right now. Don't cop that.
Yes, sir. Make sure you King Spud. Make sure you hear this real quick. King Spud, hear this real quick. Hear this real quick. I'ma have all three of y'all back. You, Matt, and Too Smooth. When that bet is on the floor. Leave it at that. Let's go ahead and check out some music real quick. And I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you checking in. We're gonna we got the links going on our platform. So if y'all wanna check out King Spud, check them out on social media at KingSpud_204. King Spud with a V instead of an I. Also, we're gonna be leaking, checking out the video. We got some promotion going on. Got a live stream on Facebook going on. What date is that again? So the fans know if they listen before this podcast airs. I mean, before that live stream air, the date is what for the streaming of the Facebook Live?
May 9th. If you didn't hear me, May 9th.
Okay, y'all hear that? May 9th. So
quarantine.
We're gonna be promoting that as well to keep everybody aware with that. We will have this podcast episode featured on a couple live areas, especially on Spotify, because we love Spotify. Spotify loves us. Shout out to the Patio Podcast. Shout out to Abraham Max. Let's tune into some new tracks.
All right.
Fuck is you talking about?
Hey, Glazer.
I'm the solution, bitch, I'm a problem. I am the one that these niggas gon' copy. I am the one that gon' kill every trap. Make them boys running back like they ain't got a option. Pretty bitch, she exotic. Loving the way that I'm touching the body. Just pull up on her, she feel like a body. The gang like an Alice, you know they behind me. They thought I was finished, but no, I'm just starting. Don't put me with rappers, you know I'm a artist. You talking your shit, but don't wanna admit. See the look on your face, bitch, you know I'm the hardest. You get off your ass and get in your bag. These niggas gon' hate when they know they can't start. Forever alone, and that's how I'm rockin'. Just want the rest, I'm like, fuck being popular. Turn this shit up, make them know how I'm coming. Still with the pressure, they know that I'm bumping. I came from the trenches, turn nothing to something. I just wanna crash and say fuck being humble. Dropping verses, I don't sound like a dummy. I'm really rapping, you can have all the mumbling. Ride my own wave and I don't got a copy. Got these niggas hating on the way that I run. They don't know about these problems I'm dealing. Only speak on the shit they gon' feel, nigga. You can go and get paid for fishing. Bet that money still won't make you real, nigga. Every time that I look, niggas die in the street. Tell me why would I care about a key to the street? And I don't get no fuck if you listen to me. You get beat in your shit, tryna trip out on me. I'ma run this shit up, you know that's a good track. Once I kill any beat, ain't no bringing it back. We gon' put that ball up, tryna come with that cap. Ain't no flexing with me, come and get your shit clapped. Always say they won't beef, I can't trip about that. Put two nines on his back like his name Warren Sapp. I don't hide from nobody, could never do that. Bitch, I'm still in the streets and you know where I'm at.
Bitch, 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 like I'm the solution. I'm the problem, like it don't matter. I'm the problem,
I don't know why you niggas keep trying.
And I'm the solution to all this rap shit. I'm king of this shit, niggas can't y'all niggas gon' know that. And if you think this shit cap, come show me that, nigga.
I'm out here looking, no, what do you mean? I'm the solution, bitch, I'm a problem. I am the one that these niggas gon' copy. I am the one that gon' kill every trap. Make them boys running back like they ain't got a option. Pretty bitch, she exotic. Loving the way that I'm touching the body. Just pull up on her, she feel like a body. She gang like an Alice, you know they behind me. They thought I was finished, but no, I'm just starting. Don't put me with rappers, you know I'm a artist. You talking your shit, but don't wanna admit. See the look on your face, bitch, you know I'm the hardest. You get off your ass and get in your bag. These niggas gon' hate when they know they can't start. Forever alone, and that's how I'm rockin'. Just want the rest, I'm like, for being popular. I'm falling back, get too fucked by the bitch. Nigga won't smoke, let me know that we on it. Just watch your back, who you calling your homie? Cause niggas gon' hate when they know it's your moment. But I bust the strap, I won't stop till it clicks. Stand on what you speak, nigga, pull up and show me. That word be the God on my soul, I'ma blow. Only chance of surviving is faith in the Lord. This path I'm on, that y'all blocking me. Ain't no stopping me, bitch, I got the lead. Ain't no sympathy for my enemies. Grinding for the team to the enemy. All this fire in my heart got me changing my energy. Burning boy straight to a third degree. King's bull, I'ma keep this shit solid. I keep this shit mighty, I know you didn't hurt me. These niggas, they know I'm a soldier. My heart done been broken, need way more than surgery. I'ma let that boy think I'm a dummy. Pull up and we dumping, he thinking about burning me. And I won't ever speak on that pressure, cause he one directed. That boy didn't refer to me. Niggas keep switching up, but I don't get no fuck. I'ma take this shit under the dirt with me. Cause bitch, I'm a problem.
Bitch, I'm a problem.
Bitch, I'm a problem.
Damn, Flim Dog.
I went to the doc for my stomach. They told me that I'm just gonna have to keep shitting on them. When I don't even try, get me hospitalized. Every track that I do, I get sick on it. Say that boy been a bitch, I can trip on him. You can pull up with your stick and your big homie. Or you dripping like water, just keep the shit up, cause you might have to swim with the fish on me. Said these boys really bad at imagine that. Real players don't talk, we just handle that. How the fuck you rub bunnies and with the cap? That was just an illusion like magic hats. Got the club up and down like some vital signs, but the first nigga play, we gon' leave it flat. This is straight off the top, then right none of mine. Niggas come with they best and it still be whack. She told me that I broke her heart, she was weakin'. I hit her once and cut her off before the weekend. I got her wetter than curry when I was teasing. I treat the pussy like a wine, put the D in. I never stand down, bitch, we can all go. Don't be tryna bump me with your words, fuck a talk show. Nigga think it hard till he get burnt like charcoal. Steady tryna slam on a nigga like a car though. Bitch, I'm still in the hood if you looking for me. I'm the hottest young nigga they asking about. Say I'm here for the smoke, what the cap about? Got this rap shit in the choke, ain't no tapping out. Nigga switch right on my face, nigga, fuck you. Still on my seat, steady get to the money. Can't be by no bitch, boy, you caught in the struggle. Leave that boy dead like a corpse, you can climb up a horse and you still win the mouth to nothing. Like I don't want a job, tell them niggas don't tempt me. I was just starving, but no alphabet. I remember them days when my stomach was empty. I'ma stay on my hustle like Nipsey. They need something, got flowing, they send me. Tell them niggas keep up, I move fast on them. They like spook, I'm like vroom, hit the gas on them. I got these niggas stuck like they lagged on me. Niggas cop on my stick just to brag on it. Hope you try to jump in with your mans though. Have his homie like magic, he passed on them. I said I'm at they motherfucking neck, cause they asked me this. You hear my voice, it's so passionate. LIT, we don't lose, we the truth, ain't no topping. It's like a post movie, I'm back at it. Actually, I just been out on this path of a king, and I'm king in this shit like your majesty. Tryna stay positive, knock out the negative, but it just come with this shit like a battery. But it don't matter, cause I got this strap with me. You know what's up with me. I know some niggas that trap like a double team. No, I can't go, she keeps saying that she loving me. Been doing this on my own, what the fuck you mean? Take a trip to the bank. Got that Glock on my waist. Yeah. Look at shot on your face. Yeah. But that ain't the case. Yeah. Tell my mama we straight. Tell my grandma we gon' be okay. Yeah. Ask me, am I gon' make? Yeah. I'm on the way. Yeah. Take a trip to the bank. Got that Glock on my waist. Yeah. Look at shot on your face. Yeah. But that ain't the case. Yeah. Tell my mama we straight. Tell my grandma we gon' be okay. Yeah. Ask me, am I gon' make? Yeah. I'm on the way. Yeah. Take a check on my vocals to the top. They go hate on the way. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in my own hood looking for me. I'm here today. Yeah, yeah. This ain't no cologne, but I give it to me, a bit of spray. Yeah, yeah, niggas slump like red. He got wet at the top like a headband. I don't fuck with these niggas, don't come around. For these bitches, know it ain't no love now. Remember days I was giving my trust out at the point where I don't give a fuck now. And I'm with my thugs though. Somehow I fell out with some niggas I used to fuck with, but it's love though. Yeah, it's love though. Yeah, gotta come up, don't wanna struggle no more. Yeah, I'm holding tears, don't wanna hold them no more. Couple niggas who stumbling, they living behind. I got in my line and went solo. But don't get out of line, red niggas move silent. We keep everything solo. Me and my team on the road, we doing these shows. See you back in week or two. Carlos hit me up on my phone, he feeling my songs. Say ever first in some movie. Said I know niggas fake, sit down on a nigga, you know I got rank. Before I go broke, I'ma sell with the soap. Stick up a stud with the mask and I might take a trip to the bank. Got that Glock on my waist, yeah. Look at shot on your face, yeah, yeah. That ain't the case, yeah, yeah. Tell my mama we straight. Tell my grandma we gon' be okay, yeah. Ask me, am I gon' make? Yeah, I'm on the way. Yeah, take a trip to the bank. Got that Glock on my waist. Yeah, look at shot on your face. Yeah, that ain't the case. Yeah, tell my mama we straight. Tell my grandma we gon' be okay. Yeah, ask me, am I gon' make? Yeah, I'm on the way. Yeah, I can cut a little bit. What's the move, shawty? You don't wanna fuck with me? I'm cool, bout it. How do you really want smoke? Them tools got it. If you die, cause the cap, that's dude problem. When times get bad, they go missing in action. Don't look, cause I'm lost in the booth problem. You say you fuck with me, but I like you. Don't you be real, cause you got me confused about it. I was at Super Rent, all of a stupid shit. Had to get rid of my old problem. I hope it don't play, we gon' blow up the scene. I got Mac on the side like a food option. And that pussy so wet when I dove in the water. Feel like I just joined me a pool party. Chopper just caught him a new body. No identification on who shot it. G.O.D. On my knees, I just been praying for better. We gotta eat. I felt bad just to improve on my bag. What can't you see? L.I.T. If you can't see, we the best. Your eyes to see. Nothing like these other niggas. I'm cut from a different bird. Told all my niggas, you know if I got it, my nigga, you know that we got it. Yeah. I'm loving the way that she rocking the body. She pull up, we rocking the party. Yeah. I beat up the beat like it's Rocky. I'm solid. You know that my niggas is about it. I pull up on niggas if they got a problem. You don't got a problem, we might take a trip to the bank. Got that Glock on my waist. Yeah. Look at shot on your face. Yeah. That ain't the case. Yeah. Tell my mama we straight. Tell my grandma we gon' be okay. Yeah. Ask me, am I gon' make? Yeah. I'm on the way. Yeah. Take a trip to the bank. Got that Glock on my waist. Yeah. Look at shot on your face. Yeah. That ain't the case. Yeah. Tell my mama we straight. Tell my grandma we gon' be okay. Yeah. Ask me, am I gon' make? Yeah. I'm on the way. Yeah.